Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
FM News Talk 97.1. On-demand audio.
Dr. Elvita King, thank you so much for coming on the show today. It's an honor to speak with you again.
Well, hi, Annie. How are you? And it's just great to say hello to you and your listening audience.
Thank you so much. The March for Life takes place this weekend, and it is such an underreported event, but you've participated in these, and you understand the value of having this opportunity for people to come together in our nation's capital. What is it like to be there?
I have been participating with the March for Life for several years, shortly after the turn of the century, actually. I wasn't there from the very beginning. I've been pro-life since 1983 and speaking out for life since 1983. And that's 10 years after the march actually started. But It is just such, the media generally doesn't report it, but there are hundreds of thousands of people and many, many young people. And that's always a major blessing.
You know, to speak, you were the niece of Martin Luther King Jr., and we will be honoring him on January 29th on Monday. And his way of addressing the most important issues that have to do with rights in a massive yet very peaceful way. I think this March for Life is one of the greatest examples of a modern day version of that. How do you feel the impact of this event makes a difference as we fight for the lives of these unborn children?
Well, my uncle, and I called him Uncle ML, that's what we called him in the family, but my daddy is his brother, Reverend A.D. King. They live in heaven, of course, now. Amen. With many of our family have gone on to heaven. But Uncle ML stood for the love of Jesus Christ. He stood against crimes of humanity. And certainly, abortion is a crime against humanity. And so when you kill a little baby in the womb, an innocent child, that's actually a crime against humanity. It harms human life and all that human life promises that it can be. So I think that message is very important. We should stand for peace and truth and love and to learn to love each other as brothers and sisters. We're not separate races. Somebody today proudly, oh, I'm just colorblind. I said, you need glasses. Because if you're colorblind, you can't see. Jesus gives sight to the blind. Mm. So we're certainly not colorblind. We can see color, but we should celebrate the beauty of what God has created.
Dr. Elvita King, last question for you, because I know that you're on a time schedule here. Do you see this, the fight for the unborn, as a civil rights issue?
Well, the border of the womb of the mother, and when the baby comes forth from that womb, then there's a whole life ahead of the child who was conceived and already alive. So that's a major civil rights issue. Abortion is a crime against humanity, one of several crimes against humanity. So I believe that we should all stand and regard and respect human life. We respect the mother, the dad, the family, the baby. And as we begin to do that, then we can come together and live together.
And a follow-up to that question, Doctor, you mentioned the father, and the thing that frustrates me about a lot of the pro-life conversations that I have is they tend to demonize the woman, and in a frightening situation, she becomes even more frightened by both sides. She still has a choice legally to make in this country. What message do you have to those women who are scared, and the men also involved in these circumstances who have fear that goes into the decision that they ultimately make?
But what we want to do is to make abortion so unthinkable that the mother can feel safe and secure here in this nation. The baby can feel safe and secure in the womb of the mother. The father is never a threat or never feeling inadequate, but that everyone can see life is the best option. So as that choice is made, abortion will be unthinkable.
Absolutely. Dr. Elvita King, thank you so much for sharing your time with us. We truly appreciate it.
Thank you for this beautiful opportunity.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.